The original research article titled Persistent Autonomic and Immunologic Abnormalities in Neurologic Postacute Sequelae of SARS-CoV-2 Infection was authored by Goldstein and Mina et al. From the National Institutes of Health in the U.S. of A. It was published in Neurology on August 22, 2024. The postacute sequelae of SARS-CoV-2 is posing an increasing challenge to public health, often manifesting as cognitive dysfunction, fatigue, and other central neurological symptoms, collectively referred to as NeuroPASC. An initial observational study involved a dozen NeuroPASC patients who underwent tests categorized into central, autonomic, neuroendocrine, and immune inflammatory domains. Results highlighted various immune inflammatory and autonomic abnormalities in some patients. The goal of this study was to determine whether these previously detected autonomic and immunologic abnormalities persist after 1 year. 7 participants previously studied, 6 were women in the age range of 42 to 63 years, returned for follow-up testing at least 1 year after the initial evaluation. Follow-up testing included all the tests of the original study. The frequencies and types of abnormalities observed in participants varied significantly between individuals. However, within each participant, most test results, whether normal, elevated, or reduced, remained consistent at follow-up compared to the initial evaluation. On average, 69% of test results among the participants remained persistently abnormal. Across various domains, 71% of the abnormalities identified during the initial evaluation were still present at follow-up testing. The authors acknowledged several limitations of their study. Firstly, the sample was very small, and its generalization to the broader NeuroPASC population is unknown. Additionally, there was no comparison group of fully recovered individuals. Some data were incomplete, and prescribed medications that could have influenced the results were not discontinued. This study found that most abnormalities initially observed in patients with NeuroPASC persisted for at least a year. These findings reinforce concerns that the public health burden of post-COVID-19 neurological impairments is likely to persist.